Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
I don't have any news about G-Dragon this week.
He posted, finally, for the first time.
I did notice that, but it was just Chanel. It was like, he had hashtag ad on his Instagram. I was like, we
anyone
know.
Anyone can give less of a shit than like, listen, I'm, like, look. Look, my bracelets. Look what I'm wearing. Okay, thank you.
They're like, we need you to post Chanel, but like make it look real natural. Hashtag ad.
Don't make it look like we're paying you to do that. Hashtag, they're paying me to say this. Hashtag, rather wear Gucci.
You're right. I'm going to paint the Chanel bag that they gave me. I'm going to put paint on it.
I'm going to put black tar dripping off the side.
He would do something weird like that. Animal blood smeared.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Stands Next Door.
What's good?
We are excited to discuss some content.
Yes, lots has happened. We thought there was a lot of news last week. There's a lot of news this week. Korea does not stop.
They do not. They do not. Honestly, I wonder if in another country, they're like, oh, I guess it doesn't matter because American news is like broadcasted everywhere in every country. So that actually is pointless to even say.
But can you imagine being like your sole job is just to write on like K-pop news or like just like the Korean like entertainment industry?
Yeah.
Well, especially I mean, in Korea. Like, I feel like you would never rest. You'd be constantly writing an article.
I guess here in America, they don't really have to do that because people will like, journalists don't have to write articles because the celebrities themselves will like write a 10 page Instagram caption.
That's
like,
true.
Has all of this shit in there. Last Tuesday, I was driving my Range Rover and all of a sudden to the right of me was this unnamed car. And like, they literally, like, their entire caption is just, like the story about something, how they crashed their car. And like, that's basically the headline.
Yeah, pretty much.
Copy and paste.
Whereas in Korea, they have Dispatch where they're like, ooh, we're going to release all this juicy content, but when?
Speaking of Dispatch.
Uh-oh.
I did. Okay. So remember last week when we discussed a little bit about like how, okay, obviously the Judy and Jenny situation, which we're here for. Love it. Love that for them. If it's true, if it's not, oh, who cares? I'd still love it. But we also kind of hinted at all the bullying shit that was happening.
Yes.
And so I did learn a little bit. And again, this could be wrong because the internet is always wrong. It's like but that. Apparently the browser in which these stories come on, I think it's like called Naver or something. It was getting rid of like the most searched like tab. So like on the website, it has like, you can hit like the most searched tab and it'll bring up the stories that are most searched.
Yeah.
Right. So it's apparently getting rid of that feature. And when doing that, it would make it easier for celebrities to sweep things under the rug because that's kind of how people were getting their like, oh, when I was in seventh grade, so-and-so hit me in the head. And because it was on the most searched tab, it was like, that's the first thing you see when you go on the website, which is how all these things were gaining traction. But with that tab being removed, it would be easier for celebs to be like, shh, I didn't do anything. Hush. Like, I've been a perfect angel my whole life, you know?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Which, honestly, like, we could totally talk about that. I don't know why, like, when someone becomes an idol, like, people just think that, like, they're just not human and they've never made mistakes and they've never, like, been a kid or a child or, like, you know, adolescent. But, okay.
Yeah.
So they're getting rid of that tab. And so people were scared that their story, like they wouldn't have a platform anymore to put their little, like, I don't know why they were holding on to the bullying stories, I guess, but they all started flooding in because they didn't know, they didn't want their story to get overturned.
Interesting.
They didn't want to wait for the tab to be gone, and then it'd be so much harder for the celebrity to apologize. I don't know. Understand why they would even wait, but so that's why all the stories started coming out at once, because people were like starting to write in at once because they wanted to make sure that their stuff was on the tab before it got erased.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, there were a lot of them.
There were a ton.
I even saw one today. I can't think of his full name, but Jisoo from Strong Woman.
Oh, yeah.
He like literally was like admitted to bullying his classmates in school. Like, I think he was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I did it.
Yep, that was me. Honestly, so did Hyunjin from Stray Kids. Well, okay, he didn't like admit it. Well, okay, well, he kind of did.
There's a whole thing.
He basically, some anonymous guy was like, and when he was a teenager, he bullied me. Not that we're making fun of bullying. Bullying is bad. But he came out and was like, Hyunjin bullied me. And JYP said that he's going to take time to self-reflect. And they halted all of his activities as a celebrity. So at that point, you kind of are leading you to believe that maybe he was like, yeah, I actually did do that. And then the company's like, ah, shit, okay. You know?
Right.
But they're saying that he regrets it and he's self-reflecting, and the fact that he had hurt various people in middle school. This is in middle school. He's 20 years old. That's like right now, Katie, if someone were to call your mom and be like, when we were in ninth grade, Katie was so mean to me in this school project. She rolled her eyes twice at me and said that my idea was dumb. I need you to fix it for me. Like, what? Girl, why did you wait this long? What do you want me to do about it? Like, you were a kid. She was a kid. Things happen. Now, if he was, like, shoving people's heads in toilets and shit, okay, I could totally see, like, wanting some...
Like, it was really severe. Yeah.
But a lot of these cases, it comes out where it's just, like, not to make small of bullying, because bullying is really big, and it could lead to very dangerous things, and I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But some people, I feel like, forget the fact that these are kids who made mistakes, and because they made mistakes, they want to take away their complete livelihood, and that's the part I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, if they're continuing to do it, like, if you're hearing stories of him doing it to like staff members and you're like, oh yeah, he bullied us in school too, okay, didn't say something, but it's like, sorry that happened to you. Like, I'm sorry that was your experience with them.
Yeah, it just sucks. Like, I get it if it traumatized you, and like, no one knows the extent of what happened besides them and the person. So if it is really traumatizing, like, I can get the need for like wanting some closure or wanting something, but it makes you look more suspicious when that happens after they've received a lot of success, because then it makes that person's claim seem very fishy. Even it might be completely true. It might be 100% true. But because you do it after they have fame, it kind of like, are you doing this for attention, for money? Like, why? What's the intent behind this breaking, you know, story?
True. Very true. It's like, what are you wanting to gain from this? Like, what would you like the end result to be? Him to go, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not going to be an idol anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
And that really sucks. Like, I understand, like, you know, your past can come and bite you in the butt. But at the same time, I don't think someone should lose their entire livelihood because someone waited 15 years to say something about something that happened when they were 11.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do understand. Bullying is bad. And if that's how you have to cope with it, that's how you have to cope with it. But just know that the longer you wait, the more fishier you seem to the general public.
Well, imagine, like, say you were submitting, like, your bullying story, and then you saw, like, 103 other bullying stories about, like, different, like, idols. And you're just like, fuck. Like, because I just feel like it looks worse when it's, like, all at once.
Yeah.
Because then it's, like, not going to be seen as, like, a big deal. And even if it's, like, it's still a big deal, but I think, like, as, like, the public seeing like all these stories flooding in, people are gonna be like, oh my god, like, what is this?
So what's going on with this whole like Kakao Music Spotify playlists thing?
Listen. I mean, with this list of artists, I don't know if you've looked up the list of artists that have been taken off Spotify.
Yes.
It's a lot of big artist names, right? And I don't think they understand how much I listen to IU Song 8, because I listen to that multiple times a day, okay? And I'm not afraid to admit that. So basically, this is what's going on. These groups that are under, I guess, Kakao M is how I guess you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I don't quite know. They are basically wanting to move their music over to Melon, right? Which is like a streaming service in Korea, but you can't get it internationally, which sucks. And they have this whole thing going on with Spotify's global licensing. Like there's like an agreement expiring kind of thing. And I guess there's like some kind of disagreement going on. And so Spotify was like, oh, your thing's expired. Wipe all that clean of our streaming services. And fans are pissed.
As they should.
Yeah. Because it's like, how else are we supposed to listen to like our favorite groups?
Did you see what Tableau wrote about it?
No, I didn't. I heard he did something, but I didn't like read it.
Yeah. He just tweeted. But it's because Epic High is one of the groups that you were talking about available. And so he had tweeted, apparently a disagreement between our distributor, Kakao M, and Spotify has made our new album, Epic High Is Here, unavailable globally against our will. Regardless of whose fault it is, why is it always the artists and their fans that suffer when businesses place greed over art?
Yes.
Which is so true. Like, these artists work their asses off for to create music for themselves and their fans.
Mm-hmm.
And because two multi-billion dollar companies can't like get their shit together, the people who are losing are the fans and the artists who made the music and the fans who listen to the music.
Well, I feel like even at Spotify, like I worked from like on Spotify's side and was like one of the people like involved in all this. I would be like, let's do anything possible to like come to an agreement so we don't have to remove your artists from our streaming services. Because to me, I'd be like, we're going to start losing customers if we take away all these artists. That's what I would be afraid of. And that's what people are saying on the internet. They're like, fuck Spotify. And they're going like, if Spotify can't fix this soon, like we're all leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to see that hit. And I'm like, why would you risk that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not BTS that's being affected right now, but it's like, it's a lot of huge groups still.
It can add up.
Yeah, exactly.
It could definitely add up. Yeah, I see a lot of people are like canceling their subscriptions and stuff, which sucks. And it also sucks because like, yeah, a lot of artists can be on like Apple Music, but then like not everyone has an Apple phone. Like literally Korea is like the Samsung like capital of the world. So like...
Yeah. And it's like, okay, like it sucks to be like taken off Spotify, but I'm like, if you want to move over to Melon, okay, like I can like kind of understand it, but then like make Melon international.
Well, yeah, make it global.
You know, make it accessible to everyone else who's supporting your artist. It's just like, what are you wanting from this? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, they did, Spotify had made a statement saying that they have not reached agreement on the new global deal. And it's unfortunate for their artists as well as the fans and listeners worldwide. And it's their hope that this disruption will be only temporarily and that they'll resolve the situation soon.
My big question, though, is say they come to an agreement and then like all the songs and stuff come back. Will those songs be like re-added to my playlist?
Because
I don't know all the ones that are missing. I don't want to have to go through and rewind.
I've worked really hard for this playlist.
Yeah. I need my like comfort songs that I listen to on a daily driving to work.
Yes.
To go with the kids. Like, I don't think they understand how many songs I listen to every day, like the same ones. sometimes I'll listen to new songs, but really it's just me listening to the same ones every day.
Yeah. I only listen to new songs and I need a break from the original seven that I listened to.
Yeah. And they took them all away. So.
So Spotify, you have 24 hours to respond. You have 24 hours to respond.
Honestly. Or at least, like, if we have to wait till an agreement comes through, like, fill us in on the details. You know, yeah. Like, what are you guys fighting over that you guys can't agree on yet? You know, maybe we can help resolve this for you.
But it is, like, Tableau, what he said really was pretty perfect. Like, it sucks that the only people that are really affected by this are the artists and the fans, and it's all because two businesses can't come to an agreement over mm-hmm. like making money, basically. It's what it is. It's money and who gets most of it. And they're like, I want more money. And it's like, okay, but like, you have an artist who is making art for a huge group of people who appreciate the art, and we can't see it or hear it because you guys are fighting over who gets more money. We don't fucking care about the money. We just want the song.
And the more people stream artists, the more they're likely to go out and buy their albums when they have new albums come out, which will then raise your album sales, which will give your artist more money and your company more money. We will send in our Karens.
Karens will be showing up very shortly. We have them on standby.
They're going to need to speak to your manager. Have him ready. Please tell me there's good news going on the K-pop world right now.
Yes, there are some good news. So you know what, you want to know what's some good news?
Yes.
Icon!
Yay!
Oh my gosh, so listen. I always have a bone to pick with YG and JYP, but we're not going to talk about him. I could talk about him, but I'm choosing not to. Choosing to
say
good. I don't want to ruin my own day. But YG... an icon. I feel like they were at such a good place and then stopped. Everything just stopped. B.I. left and then everything just like halted, which to be fair, he was their leader and I'm not sure how that affected them as a group. I'm sure, you know.
Songwriter in their group too.
Yeah. But anyways, I was very excited. I was very excited for this comeback, for this new single, YYY. It's very, like, emotional. It's, you know, YG does a really good job at the, like, sad, upbeat songs. Where it's like, we're going to talk about sad shit, like, break it. Like, I think the song is about, like, emotions after a breakup. So it's supposed to be sad. But the beat just makes you want to, like, groove. So it's like, what the fuck?
Like, it was like crying in the club kind of music.
Yeah, yeah. You're crying in the bathroom stall. But, like, the song is still good. So you, like, got a little shoulder bop to it. But, like, your mascara is still running. But it's nice. And it's good.
I'm happy for them. I've been wondering where they've been. And I'm glad.
My boy Bobby.
I still haven't seen the video yet. But I plan to later today.
Yeah. I haven't even watched the full one. I think I watched, like, the first, like, 2 minutes of it and then to get like a gist, and then I was like, I'm gonna finish this later, and then work started happening and never did. But that's nice though. It's nice that they came back, and they came back strong. They like ranked really high in a lot of music Korean charts. And then on the iTunes charts in like various different countries, they were ranked very high.
Wow.
So they came back pretty strong, which is nice, especially when they were pretty strong a few years ago.
I'm sure they were kind of nervous.
Yeah.
You know, the attention that they'll get coming back.
You know what's so weird? B.I. reminds me so much of I.M. I meant I.M. reminds me of B.I.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just... personality. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just something about their, like, just physically they look alike to me.
Like a vibe maybe you get from them.
Yeah. Like the rap, like the, I feel like when a group has multiple rappers, there's always one rapper who is like more calm and like kind of like sexy rap. And there's another rapper who's like, excuse me, I'm walking like zombie, you know? Like, there's always two different types of rappers.
He's like, I want you to tell me, like, eat me like a British.
Yeah, one that's going to tell you that, and then one that's excusing himself for being a zombie. Two different songs, but you get it. You get the one.
Well, I feel like I am in BI. Like, they come across as, like, cool and collective.
Yeah.
But they're really just, like, cute little innocent. Well, not innocent, but, like, they're cute little, like, guys. Like, they're just sweet. Like,
innocent? Have you heard these lyrics? Hold on.
I mean, have you seen I Am Solo music video?
No, I don't want to watch it.
Candace, no. Let me tell you. You have to watch it.
If it took you a month and a half to watch Kai's music video, you have no room to talk.
I know, but that's not you. That's no, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. It's a good side of him. Let's just say that.
Katie, I'm not trying to get bias wreck right now.
Oh, girl. I feel like Monsex is really good about that, about bias wrecking.
They really are.
They're very, like, all over the place.
But you know who else is really good at bias wrecking? And I'm talking to this person, bias wrecks everybody, regardless if you don't even like this group. I feel like he has bias wrecked you at some point in your life.
Who?
Mr. Jackson Wang.
Honestly, he's like the number one bias wrecker.
He is. I feel like he's national bias wrecker. He's not even Korean, but, like, you get it. Yeah. Him and Rain doing their little collab, which should be out now because it said it releases on Rain's new album, Pieces, which was supposed to be March 4th, which we're recording this on March 3rd, but they're ahead, so it should be March 4th, their time, which is nice. And it said that this song is supposed to show a more, like, seductive feeling overall, which I'm like, Jackson Wang and seductive sounds like a great time.
But then this is Jackson Wang from China, not Jackson Wang from GOT7. And there's a difference.
But then add Rain.
Walking sex right there.
I can't. Rain was my first bias ever. I didn't even know K-pop existed. I liked him when he was doing push-ups on nails.
Oh my god. He was a ninja.
He was a ninja. Look at that ninja over there.
A ninja assassin.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I fell in love with Rain in his role in Ninja Assassin. That's the first time I ever saw him. Mm-hmm. I was like 12. Had no idea what K-pop was. Had no idea. Like, I just, nope. And I saw him and I told my mom that right there. That's it. That's the one. And she was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And I was like, he's everything. And I watched that movie so many. My brother, like, he didn't beg me, but he was like, come on, watch the movie with me. And I didn't want to watch it because I'm 12. And, like, I don't want to watch Ninja Assassin. Like, that doesn't sound fun to me. And I was like, fine. I watched it and literally watched it multiple times.
I feel like you had, like, a Tina Belcher moment when you first saw it, where she's like,
Yeah. What is this, man? Why do I feel this way? What is happening to me?
Your sexual awakening.
Seeing Rain for the first time. Honestly, if that is my sexual awakening, then that's fine with me.
You started off real good.
My bar was set very high.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah, so.
It's, like, not the best movie. Like, it's just, I mean, I watched it with you and I was like, this is, like, a dumb, like,
yeah, 100%.
Movie. Like, it's written so cheesy and it's so, like, gory, but, like, it's, like, obviously fake blood. Yeah. But it's
Rain. What do you mean? You know, you don't think the gallon of red goopy, like, stuff was not real? I think that was real blood. They made it look so realistic.
I do remember, though, when that movie came out, like, I remember seeing the previews to it and I was just kind of like, ninja movie.
Yeah, I did not want to watch it, but I'm so glad I did. And now I come full circle because I didn't get into K-pop at that time. I was like 12. It waited until I was like 21, some shit like that.
Yeah.
For it to come fully all the way around. And I'm like, oh my God, he was an idol? No wonder I fucking loved him. Look at him.
It makes sense.
my whole life.
Imagine if you met Rain, though, you would have to tell him that story.
Oh, never. I wouldn't.
You'd have to say you were my sexual awakening as a 12-year-old little girl in the U.S. Hi,
so nice to meet you. I just want you to know when I was 12, I had my first sexual awakening to you. Yeah, that's not going to make me look fucking weird, Katie. I'm going to definitely feel comfortable then.
Yeah, he'd be so uncomfortable. He'd be like, I need to get away from you.
Security, get this girl away from me right now.
Can you just do the push-up thing with the nails? I just need to see you do it.
I brought him right here. Just have like a board full of nails.
Oh my gosh. No, but the song's called Magnetic that he does with Jackson, and I'm very excited about it. And even though I'm getting my hopes up that maybe it's like a sequel to Magnetic Girl from GOT7. No, I'm just teasing.
Jackson Wang's solo stuff is usually always really good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's Rain, so I feel like you put those two together, it's going to be very sexy. I feel like I'm going to be, in my head, I've hyped it up, especially because I even said like it's supposed to be kind of seductive. So like in my head, I'm like, if I'm not like just completely taken back, then something was wrong with the video.
If like this video doesn't make me blush just a little bit, then I'm going to have to rewatch it.
I don't feel like I should turn my brightness down on my phone. Then it's not doing its job.
If I'd be afraid to watch this in public, then
if I have to not put my headphones in so people can hear it, then we're really excited. And I was looking right now, but I can't really see if there's out. But when it does come out, we are going to listen to it.
Live review it.
Live. No. Yeah.
We're not ready for that. Yeah. We will live review when GOT7 comes back.
Oh, just don't talk about GOT7. They just make me so... GOT7 makes me so frustrated and so happy at the same time. It's annoying.
Yeah, that's what they're good at, being annoying. Well, that's all we have for today. And if we left anything out, any kind of story that we didn't cover that you feel like we need to, make sure to DM us, tell us in the comments, wherever, yell at us from afar. You can find us on our Instagram, The Stands Next Door. And there you will find the rest of our, episodes. You'll find the links to find us on Spotify, all that good stuff, which is probably how you found us here now, listening to us, which is awesome. And we also post, our favorite comebacks of the week, disrespects of the week, and all the good little K-pop stuff. We are also under a studio, so make sure to head on over, link in the bio. We are under Daydream Media Studio, and you can find us on IG. And you can also find their website, which is daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there you will find The Stands episodes and comebacks and all that good stuff there on the website as well as our sister podcast. Make sure to check them out.
Yeah.
And that's all we got for you guys this week.
Yeah. We will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.